Hello and welcome to episode 48 of We Have a Hawk Pod. I'm Nicola.
And I'm Chris.
And in this episode, we're going to be talking about all things Lego Batman.
Lego Batman.
Legion. And also talking to RJ Mitty from Breaking Bad.
Awesome.
Yep. So let's kick it off with some news. So we've had some breaking-ish news from the Batman. So it's had a new director, basically. So we've got Matt Reeves has announced as the new director of Batman. He's previously directed Cloverfield and War of the Planet of the Apes. So what do you think of this?
I'm not really interested in either of those films.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm not excited about this, really. Okay. I mean, he might be great. I don't know, but...
Yeah, I just don't know that much about him, which worries me a little bit. But then again, some kind of unknown directors have done some really good films.
You got to get your break somewhere, right? You got to do... Yeah.
But it's such a big film to... tackle. It's going to be tricky, I think.
I think he will be more of a collaborator, though, somehow.
Yes. So. You just do the camera work, Ben Affleck does you want to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, Saturday, we got a new Avengers Infinity War promo released, saying they've started production.
Yeah, we got kind of like a feature before they've even started making it. It's crazy.
Take note, Justice League. But I'm so excited for this. I don't know about you.
Yeah, it looks great. This is the one I've been waiting for, really, since it started. Just, I'm not really au fait with all the comics and stuff, but...
Okay.
The Infinity War is something that I know about, you know, and have known about.
We have got the graphic novel out there.
Right,
which we need to read.
Yeah, the stones, everything about it is so
Thanos.
Cool.
Oh,
Thanos, it's great.
So exciting. We also got some tidbits from it as well. So we know that the Guardians will meet the Avengers.
That's exciting.
So excited for that.
Yeah, that scene where you see Star-Lord, what's his name? Chris Pratt.
Yep.
Robert Downey Jr. Tom Holland in the same shot. It just is strange. It's a strange feeling seeing them together.
I don't know how like Iron Man and Star-Lord are going to kind of cope with each other.
There could be some funny dynamics there.
Yeah,
it could be good. I'm excited for it. We'll see.
And so Tom Holland has been confirmed because he just sounded so British though in this.
It's quite funny, wasn't it, really?
We've also got a first look at some concept art. So we've got new Iron Man armour.
Yep. It's just concept art. It looks good.
Yeah, it looks good.
It looks very Iron Man.
Possibly spacesuit? Maybe?
I don't know, maybe.
Knows.
I mean, that would follow.
Yeah. We've also got a look, some concept art of Rocket and Thor.
Yep.
And there's some interesting details with Thor. So he's holding a weapon, and it doesn't look like his usual...
hammer.
Yes. It's, so, what could this be?
I mean, we looked it up, and it's either Ultimate Mjolnir... or Jan Bjorn.
So that's the axe. So kind of interesting.
I was just going to say it's like an axe on one side and a hammer on the other side, isn't it?
So in the comics at the moment, we've got Unworthy Thor, and he's lost his hammer to the Lady Thor at the moment. So he found an axe from like another universe's Thor. So possibly. Could be that one. Very intriguing anyway.
I mean, they have to explain why he's got a different hammer, and that could be a good reason.
Well, the Thor film's coming out later in the year, so could be something to do with that.
Ragnarok. So that's the Thor one first.
Yeah.
Okay, so that'll be in that then.
But so excited. Really, really pumped for this film.
Yeah, it should be good.
We also got a new Iron Fist trailer. So I think this is the last trailer before it airs on Netflix. So that's midpoint in March.
Okay, pretty soon.
Yeah, so what were your thoughts about this trailer?
Well, I was just thinking it's basically Batman's storyline, right? I mean...
Okay, parents died.
Parents died. He's obviously been left a company. Yep. So he's pretty rich, it would seem.
But
and he went off to train with, like, ninjas.
Yeah.
So...
I suppose so. But it's kind of Batman with martial arts in a way.
Yeah, and actual superpowers.
Superpowers,
which is something that Batman is lacking.
Yeah, that's a one-up on Batman there.
So I think it looks good. It looks good.
It can't be worse than Luke Cage, to be honest, can it?
I think Luke Cage was a disappointment. I think they tried to go in a different direction and didn't work for us, certainly.
Maybe some people did.
Maybe.
For us. But I'm excited about that. We've got the lady back from Daredevil. I think she was from The Hand. Yeah. So she's kind of coming back. She's following her are the ninjas.
Yeah.
So also Rosaria Dawson, who's been in like every single one, yeah, pops up again.
So I guess you'd expect Elektra to show up, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
She's part of those guys, isn't she now?
Well, I think she's going to be the main villain in The Defenders. So because this is the last one setting up The Defenders, she might pop up right at the end, possibly.
Maybe.
But yeah, I think his like hand thing looks really cool. I don't know
about
you.
It does look cool. It's a bit strange. I mean, how does that happen? But yeah, I like it.
Kind of looking forward to it.
I'll give it a go. Let's see.
Also, a little bit old now, but we had some Super Bowl trailers.
Yes. Last weekend.
Yeah. Which we've all reviewed on our YouTube channel.
Yes, and we're still trickling out videos. Yeah.
So I think highlights for us were Stranger Things.
Yep.
So excited. New Beastie. Eleven's possibly back.
She's in some of the pictures and stuff, isn't she, with long hair and things, so she must be.
We had Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 trailer.
Great again.
So yeah, funny. So again, Drax.
Yeah, I love Drax.
I try, guys. And we also had...
Logan.
Yes.
Yes, so the final trailer, I guess. Yep. Final spot.
Mm.
Is it the final one? I guess it is.
I think so, yeah, because it's out at the end of this month. Yeah. Also some funny, so yeah, Baywatch.
Oh yeah, Baywatch. Transformers.
Yep, John Wick 2.
John Wick 2.
Yeah, we got so many good ones. Pirates of the Caribbean, not so sure about.
More insane,
but
really, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yes. No, I'm excited for most of the things we watch, really.
All right, so on to Legion.
We just watched Legion.
Yeah.
It is a TV show created by Noah Hawley, who did Fogger TV series.
Yeah.
And it was produced for FX. It stars Dan Stevens as David, Rachel Keller as Sid, and Aubrey Plaza as Lenny.
Mm.
There's one series in the pipeline with 8 episodes.
So the kind of basis of the show is David Haller was diagnosed with schizophrenia at a young age and after trying to hang himself has been a patient in various psychiatric hospitals since. After Haller has an encounter with a fellow psychiatric patient, he's confronted with the possibility that there may be more to him than mental illness. So this is based on a character in the X-Men comics.
Right, called Legion.
Yeah.
Surprisingly.
Funnily enough. He's also known as David Charles Haller, and he's the mutant son of Professor Charles Xavier and Gabrielle Haller.
Right.
So Legion takes the role of an anti-hero and has a severe mental illness, including a form of dissociative identity disorder. Who does that sound like?
It sounds like the guy from Split.
Yes.
It's interesting. That's cool.
But it kind of turns out that some of his different multiple personalities has control of different powers, right?
Perhaps that's what the character was all about, right? So there's different personas which have different powers, apparently.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, so let's talk about our personal views on it. What did you think?
Confusing.
Confusing, sure.
Enjoyable, but confusing and a bit random and a bit crazy.
Okay.
What about you?
So I really loved it.
Okay.
I think it's possibly one of the best things I've seen in a while, actually.
Wow.
Really loved the visuals. I loved the creativeness of it.
Yes.
Some of the shots were amazing. I loved the... There was a lot of colour in use. A lot of different, like, the way they were using lights and things. It was really cool.
Mm.
I loved the sound. There was some amazing
sound
music.
Music? Okay.
And, it just looked great. I actually want to watch it again. I want to see if I notice more things because, yeah, it was really... It was very mind-bending. I like mind-bending things. I like weird things. It did kind of remind me of that kind of Matrix-y.
I was thinking that. Yeah.
What's real, what's not.
Yeah. And the pills. The red pill and the
interesting.
Blue
Yeah, interesting. Pill. I think it was amazing. I really hope they keep that up for the rest of the season. I think it was so creative and interesting that it's kind of like, well, maybe they did that for the pilot and then going forward it's going to be quite...
A bit more normal. Right.
So we'll see, but I'm hoping they can carry that on.
Mm.
It's a big job, a big ask, but yes. I really hope so.
But yes, so many questions as well.
Yeah.
I think it was a great sort of amalgamation of, as you said, The Matrix and also 12 Monkeys.
Okay.
Because in the film 12 Monkeys, they were obviously in a mental hospital, but Bruce Willis wasn't...
Quite right.
Yeah. And Brad Pitt. And it was, it's all very sort of intricate and very interesting in its uncovering, like, all his different personalities and...
Yeah, and just giving you little tidbits of what's going on. Yeah,
yeah.
Like that.
But like, he's such an unreliable narrator. So at times you're like, is it a dream, or is he in the swimming pool, or is this the illusion that they're creating to keep him sort of in a prison? It's all very sort of mind-bending and kind of confusing, but intriguing.
Yes. So what questions do we have going forward into...
So many.
Yeah.
So who is the devil with the yellow eyes?
Yeah, that reminds me of something out of Supernatural. We had the yellow-eyed demon in Supernatural. Do you remember that? Did you ever watch that?
That kind of rings a bell. Tell me more.
It was like a big thing in the first few seasons.
Was he the one that made everyone go,
What?
You know, because...
That was yellow fever.
Yellow.
Supernatural, great show. I recommend that to anyone who hasn't seen it. Anyway, so there was a guy, a really creepy guy that had a sculpture.
Yeah.
He was like whittling. It was like a wooden sculpture that he was whittling away.
He clearly seems like a mutant, and he's there, I think, to kind of control him if he gets out of hand,
Or maybe to kind of tell what's the truth and what's not. Because it seemed like when he was being interrogated, the guy would look over.
True.
And he would go, okay. And he would give him the nod and be like, yeah, that's cool. Keep going or something. I don't know. I don't know what that is. We'll find out, I think.
And who are those people? Yeah, because are they like the government?
Yeah, it seems like...
It
seems like a program to keep them under wraps while they work out...
If they're controllable or not.
Yeah.
Because they mentioned that there was another sort of program. I can't remember what they called them, but they said, oh, it's a good job that they didn't get him because he would be dead by now or something.
Yes, interesting. I thought the one thing that was really out of place for me and a bit strange, even though it was all very weird and kind of out there, was that weird character with the really fat face. And
yeah, what was
kept
that?
Kept showing up at weird moments, and it was very, very
really weird,
jarring
eyes.
And out of place, and didn't seem quite right.
Yeah,
and that I think that kind of represents the insanity coming through or something. Okay. I don't know, because
Have you ever watched Seven?
I've watched Seven, yeah.
There's like, it's like the seven deadly sins.
Yeah.
There's like gluttony. Mm. And there's one really, really fat face. It reminded me of that for some reason.
Yeah, it's a really fat face. It doesn't quite fit. It's a bit strange.
I think it might play a part at some point.
There's obviously something.
Mm.
So it means something, but we just don't know yet. So that's a big question.
Also, what happened with the noose?
The noose. So he hanged himself, right?
Supposedly, but they never found like a rope or anything. They found like burn marks around his neck.
Okay, I didn't notice that bit.
The guys that were interrogating him.
Yeah.
They were explaining why he was in there because he tried to hang himself.
Okay.
But they never found the noose, so some sort of power. And then they were saying, was it the voices that were telling you to do it? And he said, no, they were telling me to not do it.
Right.
So why? And who and it's all very intriguing, isn't it?
Love the dance sequences.
Yes. They were amazing.
So strange, but I loved it. It's just creative, you know? Why not? I mean, so many shows just do something quite normal, and this is really trying to push the limits. I love that.
Mm.
You know, you've got to try and push the limits.
True. Spoiler warnings from now on, I think. So we've got Aubrey Plaza's character as Lenny. Now, is she dead? Because apparently we did see her die in the hospital.
Yeah, we did.
But she then kind of appears later on?
She appears in his mind. I'm not sure she's even a real character to begin with. She might be in his mind. It's hard to know at this point because there's so many kind of mind-bending things going on, who's real and who's not.
Mm.
Some people could be in his head. Some people might be kind of his alternate. I mean, we've mentioned that he has dissociative identity disorder, so maybe he has other personalities, which he's actually seeing as other people
that is
and conversing
point.
With.
Yeah. Can I just take a moment to appreciate there was one fantastic scene, and it reminded me a lot of how they explained the dissociative disorder and Split. So that he was talking to a counsellor on a chair. The counsellor was on a chair. Next to him was Lenny, but I don't feel like the counsellor was talking to Lenny. And then every so often, the camera would pan round and there'd be more and more people on chairs sitting in a circle.
Yes, it was strange because you didn't realise they were there beforehand and then they started appearing.
So is this just very clever camera work, or is it how, you know, Kevin's mind, how he was saying how different people were sitting in the chair, they would be in control?
Yes.
This is very intriguing, I thought.
Yes. Strange, but yeah, definitely something to feast your brain on. Yes. I think.
Also, take some time out to appreciate, again, the visual effects. Except for the ending. I wasn't that convinced by that. We'll get onto that later. But there were scenes where, obviously, he lost control and there were, like, just utensils flying around everywhere. And that was just insane.
It looked fantastic.
And then they managed to do, like, you know, the whole slow-mo thing and there were, like, things kind of going around him but not touching him. And it was...
Yeah, the sets looked amazing. The lighting was amazing. Sound effects were amazing. It was great.
Mm.
I really loved it. But like you say, the ending was a bit
strange. It didn't quite... fit the rest of the...
Yeah, it felt a bit more normal and a bit too kind of...
Grounded,
a little bit too obvious, perhaps. But, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, the one thing that didn't sit right for me, so obviously there's... I think she was explaining it, there's different factions of... there's, like, mutants against, like, the government who want to control them, but they can't, so they're kind of fighting against each other. So they come and save him with Sid. They break him out of the swimming pool.
Yeah.
But that scene where they break him out and there's soldiers fighting these mutants and then there's one that kind of has this telekinesis and
he throws them. A bit strange.
Yeah.
I think it was just the literal motion of the person going still shooting across the screen. It just didn't look quite right.
It
was
the
way it was animated, yeah.
Right.
It should have had a bit more ease on it. If I was doing it, I would have made it eased, so it would have been it would have started a bit slower and then got faster. It would have ended up really fast, but everything in this world has acceleration, right? You can't just start at zero and then suddenly be going at 100 miles an hour. It doesn't work. Not really. It just looked a bit strange.
So, going off from here, what do you want to see in the rest of the series?
I want to see more of the same. I really love this. I think it was one of the best things I've seen this year.
Wow.
Visually.
What have we had so far? We've had, like, Archie. We've had Powerless, so...
Yeah, it was definitely a different level to those.
Yeah.
No, but even before that, I think it's possibly one of the best things I've ever seen.
Wow. That's a bold statement.
That is a bold statement.
Okay.
And I reserve the right to retract that later. But yes, I really enjoyed it. And I hope it stays kind of on the same lines, same level going through. I do worry that, you know, they might drop it down a bit, try and make it a bit more normal for most of the season maybe, and then maybe they'll pump it for the end a bit. I don't know. But yeah, I'm hopeful. What do you think?
I want to see more mutantness.
Right.
But I don't want them to fit it in with their... other X-Men universes.
Yeah, no, that's a big thing about this for me is that it's not obviously mutants. Yeah. It's not like people going around with suits on and stuff like that.
Well, I don't feel like they know that they're mutants. I mean, David certainly doesn't at the start, does he?
No, David doesn't know, but I think other people know that there's mutants.
Yeah.
But again, they're not wearing like crazy outfits and stuff. They're not superheroes. They're just people with
abilities
and disorders as well.
Yeah.
I like the way that they've grounded it in that way. They've made it like, if you had this ability, you would probably be like, what the hell is wrong with me? You would have issues.
Yeah, I think you would.
You wouldn't
definitely.
Just be going out there fighting crime.
No.
There would be
a certain path to get there.
Yeah, exactly. I like that. I really like that. It brings it into reality in a way that a lot of X-Men stuff, superhero stuff, doesn't.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But I want to see the different personalities from him, his different abilities through the different personalities. I think that'd be really interesting. And I kind of want to see him kind of learn to control them.
Yeah, I just want them to take me on the journey because so far I'm enjoying it and I just want them to continue taking me on that journey. There's nothing that I particularly want to see, I think. You know, I'm not a huge X-Men fan. I don't know much about the character or anything, so I have no opinions going in.
Yeah, which is probably quite a good thing.
It's probably quite a good thing. Yeah. I just want them to take me on the journey that I have planned out and see how it goes.
So, would you recommend this program?
I would definitely recommend this program. Definitely worth a watch. I think just as a thing to view what good TV looks like.
Right. Yeah, so I think I would definitely recommend this. I can't wait to see the next episodes and I'm really intrigued to see where they're going with it. Really want to find out more about the devil with the yellow eyes. As I said, his different abilities, that'd be great. And not too much in the way of the actual X-Men universe. I think if they lay off that, the better,
I think
to be
so
honest.
Too, yes.
Because we were reading the other day, the continuity is fucked, isn't it?
But even more than that, I don't want to see superhero battles in this, really. Okay. I want to see a more grounded and human reality, I think.
So let us know what you thought of this program.
Yeah.
And
do we give it a review, or?
I would give it 2 thumbs up. I don't know about you.
I'll give it 2 thumbs up. I just hope it can maintain that going forward. We'll find out.
We will. So anything on the cards for next week's episode for what we're watching? Definitely want to watch Sneaky Pete on Amazon Prime.
Yes.
We just did an interview with someone starring in it. Yes. And he definitely, because it's got Bryan Cranston as well, so he definitely persuaded me to kind of check that out.
Yeah, we'll check that out. Sounds good.
But if you have any recommendations or anything you'd like us to watch, then just email us. Yeah. Or
let us know. Email us. Yeah. We have a hulk at gmail.com.
Yeah. All right. Well, on to the interview.
Woohoo!
Hey, it's RJ.
Hey, RJ.
How are y'all today? How's everything?
It's good. How are you?
Doing well.
Cool.
So, one of my favourite shows is obviously Breaking Bad. What was it like to work on?
Working on the show was amazing. I was very lucky to be a part of it. And it was, when you have a great group of people that really work together well, and you get to be a part of that, and it just evolves beyond what you could really even imagine, it's special. And we were very lucky to have what we had for as long as we did, for sure.
Cool. Yeah, it's one of our favorite shows, actually, isn't it? So it's brightened our lives a little, I think.
that's what we like to hear. Thank you so much.
Yeah, cool. So do you have any stories from filming the show?
Millions. millions and millions. We had a crew of 500, so there was it was a small town. but there was always something going on, but everyone really cared about like what they were doing, and you know, it's hard to find in this industry people that do that. And it was one of those where we were able to collaborate and create and tell a story, and in that we really like New Mexico felt like home, and the stories that I should not say, but we had some of the best friendships for sure.
Cool.
Any embarrassing stories that you can tell about anyone? I mean,
it could be a little bit awkward having your pants pulled up on camera, but but first meetings are always the best, right? I wish I could think of a story. I'm always asked this, and I can never think of like a good like. And when we were working, it was good, but we all went together, we had barbecues, and it was fun. It was a good like family like environment, really.
Cool.
So what was it like working with Bryan Cranston then?
Amazing. He's been doing this in this industry for such a long time, and he had such a work like laundry list of jobs, and when you're able to work with someone like that, you learn a lot. And he was a cool guy. He's a character. He's definitely a character. I actually one of the things that was always on set, and it's coming back to me, is everyone was always singing.
Really?
Like everybody was always like shifting galore, and it just always brought down the. It took the energy out, because we had all these serious moments, and you know, when you're working on set and you're in very intimate shots and very like chaotic shots, you need humor, and that was one thing that was always there, was always humor.
That's really cool. Yeah, we hear that Bryan and Aaron, were taught how to make crystal meth. Did you ever learn?
I took a couple chemistry. I've taken like a few chemistry tests. But there was actually DEA that came in and trained a lot of the people on set. They didn't really talk with me too much, because I didn't really have any of the whole ordeal. But since then, we've done quite a few different things with like DEA and learned a lot. There's a lot out there, man.
That's surprising that they would get that involved.
Well, they want to be accurate. The thing about telling a story, and anyone that's trying to write a story, like, you want to have accuracy. You want, like,
yeah.
Just be, like, Googling online and, like, seeing what they say, those recipes don't, like, those things kill people. Like, when you start doing too much of that, it might blow up on you.
Yeah, that's true.
And they just wanted to make sure that they were doing it right and, like, studying. No one actually produced anything, but they just walked them through the process, hypothetically.
Okay, that's cool. Sure they didn't. Sure you had some crazy parties.
Hey, it's a fail safe if you ever need a job.
True. So often endings to long-running shows can tend to be a bit disappointing, like Dexter is probably a good example.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about the ending to Breaking Bad?
I feel like we had a great ending. I feel like it closed. I think that it needed to do, like, I think it needed to have an ending where it followed through to the end and had a beginning, a middle, and an end, which Breaking Bad did in its own way have this whole cycle. Which is important, and it's not that easy to do and do it accurately. And I think there's a few shows that are out there that you look at it and you go to the ending and you're like,
it's pretty rare.
That's more often than not, it happens. But I've been lucky enough to be a part of a show that really had a well closed ending and a new beginning at the same time. Because every ending of a story is always some new beginning of another story.
Right.
And I mean, that's life. Life, like,
even though
the story ends, life always goes on.
Yeah, I really liked how it had a solid ending.
Yeah. There was definitely like closure there.
Yeah, it did feel like a complete story. Whereas quite often they just don't. It seems like an afterthought quite a lot of the time, doesn't it? So yeah. So would you cameo in Better Call Saul?
I think I'd be too old for it. I would always love to work with those people again. It doesn't even have to be Breaking Bad for it or a spinoff to do it. That'd be nice and all, but I'm happy with where everything went. I think that for the time being, it works perfectly.
Cool.
Fair enough. So what do you think of your previous on-screen dad appearing in Power Rangers? We love the trailer. It looks really good.
I think it's awesome. I think the one thing that we were very lucky is everyone's working. If you look at the show, everyone's working in their own facet of different projects. And I mean, Brian's killing it. He's working. He's everywhere. There's not really someone that doesn't really know who he is at this point. And that's definitely it's a crazy thing to see. But no, it's definitely a plus that we got from the show.
Did you ever watch Power Rangers?
I did. I watched all of them. I rerun VHS all day.
Nice. Yeah, I think I watched some of the first seasons,
definitely.
But it's still going, I think.
You can go online. There's like, not online, but there's still stations that still play the original one.
No way. I did not know that.
I actually know a few of the older Rangers. I met them a few times.
Oh, no way.
Wow.
That's cool. Nice. So how was the Paralympics? I see you met Johnny Vegas.
I love Vegas. He's amazing. People describe me to him as a treasure. He is a treasure.
Nice.
But Paralympics were beautiful. It's insane to see these athletes. Like, they're so fast, and it's just, I've never really been to I've been to tennis matches before. I've been to like track and field. I've been around sports for a long time, but I've actually never been to a capacity like the Olympics or the Paralympics.
Yeah.
And it was surreal because these athletes kill it. They're so fast. And the Paralympians were killing the Olympians' times, like, by a lot. It was amazing to watch. Like, it was world records all day long. Like, you couldn't not go. And GB was primarily getting a lot of them. But you cannot go to one game and not be excited.
Yeah. We didn't go to Rio, but we went to
the London
Paralympics.
It's an experience. I recommend. I mean, it's one of those things that will definitely make you be like, I want to go, like, I need to work out.
Yeah.
No, I feel that a lot.
I feel like our time has passed, but
no, maybe.
Like, it's like, I regret eating everything that I've eaten in the last,
just shame years. All the time.
So most recently, we've heard you're working on a new superhero show called Gods and Secrets with Adi Shankar. Can you tell us a bit more about that at all?
I can't really say too much about it, but it's going to be I'm really excited that the project has been going on for quite some time now, and I'm so excited to see it come to fruition and actually see it out, because I've seen a lot of the stills, I've seen a lot of the, like, a lot of the shots, and it's going to be a crazy story. I wish I knew how much I was allowed to say about it. That's how much I wish I could tell you about it.
Fair enough. No worries.
But we have a great group of cast. Like, the cast is huge, and I really recommend looking into it, because it's a story. It's definitely a crazy, beautiful story.
Cool.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah. They give that a watch when it's out.
Yeah.
Are you currently working on anything else?
Yeah, actually. I actually just shot a movie with Wesley Snipes.
Wow.
Okay.
it was cool.
Another Blade film?
it was Blade. That was the thing. It's gonna be good. It's me, Nico Pepe, Jedi Goodacre. Oh, I'm drawing a blank. Hannah and Laura's last name. I can't think of them right now. But it's a cool group. We shot in British Columbia, over in Canada, a place called Vernon, which was so much fun and beautiful landscapes, and it just was cinematic as, like, you could possibly get. And I get to kind of fight with Wesley Snipes in it. So I was pretty happy about that. He's a really special person. Like, when it comes down to, like, who he is and how he carries himself.
Cool.
Like, and he's a character, man.
I can imagine. Yeah,
definitely. Can you say what it's called or anything? Or
it's called The Recall.
The Recall. Okay. Cool.
If you look up on social media, it's not too hard to find.
Okay. Okay. Definitely have to look that one up.
Yeah, we'll definitely look at that.
So last one. Are you watching any TV shows at the moment? Anything in particular, or?
I'm watching a few things.
Cool.
I'm trying to remember what did I just finish. Series of Unfortunate Events. Neil Patrick Harris I like it. I really like it. I think it's quirky.
It's very stylish and quirky.
It's a very cool take on, like, the movie and the book.
Yeah, definitely. What about, like, have you seen the OA?
I have watched the OA.
Okay. What do you think about that one?
I got into it. I finished it. It was good. I kind of got lost a few times. I rewatched it a few times. But I think it was shot very well.
Yeah.
It looked like it would probably be a lot of fun to shoot, actually.
Definitely. Or the dance scenes.
That's cool.
Like, I mean, I think it would be very, like, quirky and weird. And I mean, I can, like, in, that kind of stuff makes you have to step out of your comfort zone. And, like, you have to, like, if they did that in a room, I mean, they practiced it for a long time, but, like, they did that in a room with a bunch of people just, like, looking watching. At them. Yeah. Like, it may not, it's definitely still something there. You have to be very, like, comfortable with you, the people that are around you.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I couldn't do it.
No.
Definitely not. Well, have we watched anything else recently that we can mention? Maybe not.
I don't know. I just got a bunch of my screeners and stuff, a couple of in the last couple of months. So I've just been watching everything. It just kind of all has started blending together, sadly.
Oh. Cool. Yeah.
So, I mean, do you have Netflix and Amazon and all that?
I do, actually. Well, I try to watch as much as I can. I'm on the road quite a bit.
Yeah.
I'm always traveling, so when it's not really... I rather just sleep and watch Netflix or, like, put on movies or Amazon or, like, HBO Go or something. Like just... I'd rather be lazy and lay in bed instead of go to the gym is what I'm trying to say.
Fair enough. Cool. So no Paralympic goals at the moment. No.
Not right now. Not right now.
Maybe in the future.
No, no, nope.
Cool. All right, well, thank you very much for...
Yeah, thanks very much, RJ.
No, thank you so much. Anytime you need me, have a good day.
See you too. Later. Yeah, thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
So we have been to see the fantastic Lego Batman.
We have.
So this is directed by Chris McKay, who's also done Robot Chicken. Which I didn't...
No, I don't recognise this guy. I don't know. I mean, I've heard of Robot Chicken. I think it's like a kind of funny animation type thing. I don't know.
So it stars so many amazing people. So right. We've got Will Arnett as Batman, who possibly might be my favourite Batman. Michael Cera, is that how you say it?
Yes.
As Robin.
I think so.
Rosario Dawson as Batgirl / Barbara Gordon. Ralph Fiennes as Alfred. Oh, amazing. And Zach Galifianakis.
Zach Galifianakis as Joker.
That's the one.
Yeah.
So the storyline of the film is there are big changes brewing in Gotham City, and if he wants to save the city from the Joker's hostile takeover, Batman may have to drop the lone vigilante thing, try to work with us, and maybe, just maybe, learn to lighten up.
Yes.
So this is sort of a sequel in a way.
Sort of. It's kind of a spin-off. We've had a Lego movie, and this is like the next one. But I think they may do many more. So
yeah. So we had the Lego movie in 2014, and I absolutely loved that film. I know you weren't that much of a fan.
No, I've seen it once, and I think that song just going over and over again kind of got on my nerves after a while.
Right.
I think I would enjoy it more now, but I'm not 100% sure. I might have to watch it again.
But undoubtedly, Batman was one of the highlights.
Yes, definitely.
When he was at that, like, station, and he was, like, first time, and he was, like, throwing all the things, and he was, like, first time, and it took, like, I don't know, what, like, 20-something? Or...
Was it batarangs?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Something like that, but no, he was hilarious. So, obviously, he was that popular, they made sort of a spin-off.
Yeah.
So
the voice acting, I think this was well cast. I think it is possible to miscast a animated film.
Okay.
Because, I mean, we just saw Thing, didn't we? And I feel like it just didn't work. Right. I don't know if it was miscast or if they were just kind of told to underdo it or something, but it didn't seem to work for me. But this, Will Arnett, his voice is Batman. Fantastic. Michael Cera. Michael Cera is Robin. Fantastic. Yeah. So good. Rosario Dawson. Yeah, okay. It worked.
Well, she always pops up in the Netflix shows, doesn't she? Just right in the nick of time. She's the nurse of them all.
Yeah. That's true. Ralph Fiennes just works.
Hilarious.
So good. Zach Galifianakis, loved it.
He was fantastic as well. I mean, they are all really good, weren't they?
Yeah. I think it was just great casting and it just sounds good. Sounds right. Okay, so VFX then. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
completely mind blowing.
Again, I meant to sing.
Okay.
I don't wanna just rip that movie apart, but
but you do.
Yeah, sorry. I feel like that was kind of quite generic.
Okay.
Visuals, but this, like, obviously you have to because everything is made out of Lego bricks, right?
How do they do this?
How alone?
I mean, how do they? Is it stop motion or is it like?
No. It's CGI, obviously. Okay. But everything's very rigid. It's like block shaped and everything. Well, not everything, but yeah, there's a lot of that. So how do you make that look great in movie form? You have to do a lot of extra stuff, don't you? You have to put in a lot of extra lighting, a lot of extra volumetric effects, background stuff has to look fantastic. Yeah, even things like when he was sitting in his alone in his like cinema and he's like trying to work out which HDMI thing it's on, and you see, like, as he's going down the list, the light is changing in the room to reflect.
Nice little touches
like
also,
that it's really
the bit where, you know, he's in that like rubber dinghy in his like, and he's eating his lobster he's like chomping on the lobster, that kind of goes down as well, the way they kind of did that. I thought that was quite funny.
It's just very, very clever.
And his suit as well, I mean, not his suit, but you know, he keeps his like helmet thingy mabob, and how the lights are still still on.
I like when he takes his helmet off or whatever, his hair changes.
Yes.
So it's like it starts off in one way and then it just flips and goes like and it looks like it's one of the Lego pieces.
It does.
Which is really cool, but yet it looks quite natural how it just kind of flops out. I like it. It looks good.
Technically, it's just fantastic.
Fantastic.
Blew me out the water, honestly. I do not know how they did
it. It looks great.
Must be so, so, like, an arduous procedure. Like, so much must go into it. And it,
I think so.
They must take so much time. And for some reason, I feel like it's kind of wasted on kids, in a way. I mean, it's fantastic for kids, but they don't
I suppose it can inspire.
Yeah, maybe.
A next generation of movie makers and things,
Lego
which
makers.
Is great. Yeah, sure. So, yeah, I think it's fantastic. And but, I mean, it's obviously not just for kids, right? It's for adults as well, I think.
Yeah.
So they have to do that kind of thing. I mean, if it was just literally Lego blocks walking around, I think you would be bored because there would be no extra visuals to make it interesting. With the...
So going to the soundtrack.
Yes.
So the best thing about the whole soundtrack was like, Who's the Batman song by Patrick Stump. Now this made me laugh so much. So it was like Batman's rap when it kind of opens up with him battling like Joker and all the villains
stuff.
That was so funny. It was like,
who does the sickest backflip?
Yeah. it was just so funny. And it was just so different to like the previous Batman like incarnations.
Yeah, I love the Batman in this. It's much more kind of fun and just daft.
Yeah.
And weird and fun and exciting. And often Batman is just kind of this gloomy character that kind of sits alone. But in this, they kind of made it funny.
Yeah, they kind of took the mick out of it.
He does.
Well.
He does all those things. But he acts like he's all this bravado, like he loves himself, but he's sitting alone in this room. That's what made this so great.
Yeah.
Whereas in those other things, he's literally just a gloomy bastard.
But he thinks he's like the best, doesn't he?
That's his, I think, I don't know if he thinks that or if that's just his kind of facade that he puts out.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's good.
We also had some amazing sound effects in this. So every time anyone fired a gun, it'll be like, pew, 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 pew. It's just these little touches that makes this film so, so good. They had Catwoman and she was like, meow, 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 Catwoman, meow, meow, meow.
So funny, love
so,
it.
So good. They also had an amazing sort of soundtrack as well.
Yeah, the actual music in the film is great.
They use it to very good comedic ends.
Yeah, where he's sitting alone and it's like, one is the loneliest number.
They also had like, I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight. That was quite good. just hilarious.
I love it. It's good. It's good.
So, so good. Moving on to one of my favourite parts of, like, any TV or film thing. So, Easter eggs. I was blown away by the amount of Easter eggs in this film.
They were just chucking things in left, right and centre.
They were.
They didn't even care. They were like, we'll throw this in. We'll throw that in. It's fine.
So, started off, we had all of the villains. Like,
every villain.
Every single villain. Even the ship ones.
Yeah.
So we had, like, Condiment King, the egg one. I can't remember what he was called. We had Orca. We've even got Orca on our bookshelf here. We've got, like, this Catman as well. Yeah. He came up at one point. I literally think
they were just kind of almost advertising the figures to some degree. It's kind of funny.
So good. We had all the costumes at one point when Robin was kind of going through them all. We had all the different ones. That was so good.
All the different vehicles was hilarious.
I mean, the way they had all the different, just so many different like variations on like the vehicles.
All the things that have been in like previous movies and stuff, I guess. They just thought, we'll chuck it all
in. We'll throw it in. Someone will notice it. I liked the, like, dinosaur version as well.
You mean the scuttler?
Mm.
The vehicle?
Yeah.
I loved that scuttler thing. Yeah. It was a bat, right? The bats have those long arm bits.
True.
It looked really cool. I loved that. I would love to see that in an actual Batman movie. I'd like to see this Batman in an actual Batman. I'd like them to reshoot this.
In live action.
That would be my perfect Batman movie.
Right. Yeah. We had the hilarious throwback between... There was that scene between Batman and Joker. Joker asked Batman, so who's your, number one villain at this time? And he's like, well, I don't really have one, but Superman at this time.
Yeah. A reference to Batman versus Superman.
They have that, like, cut scene to the scene where Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
And it's just so funny. And then Joker's like, but.
Yeah, he looks so upset.
Yeah, you actually feel sorry for the Joker in this, which is just crazy. There was that hilarious scene where Alfred was talking to Batman and he was like, yes, all the different versions of yourself. And we had like the run through of like Batman versus Superman, some of the Dark Knights, TV version.
That strange TV one, wasn't
where they were like dancing. George Clooney popped up at one point, I think. Oh, I just love how it's so sort of self-mocking.
Yeah, I love that kind of humour. It's fantastic. Yeah.
And just self-referencing, and it's great how it works on so many different levels. I mean, there's like the funny things for the kids, but also sort of the referencing for the adults, and it just works really well for me. We always have spoilers here, so if you haven't seen the film yet, go and see it. Definitely recommend it. Then come back and listen from now on. But we had some amazing cameo in this film, didn't we? Amazing cameos, I should say.
Sure.
So, we see Batman and Robin are trying to get... What are they trying to steal?
The Phantom Zone device.
That's the one.
I don't remember what it's called, but it's like a gun thing that that opens the Phantom Zone so they can shoot enemies into the Phantom Zone.
And I think they go to Superman's, like, mountain of...
Fortress of Solitude.
And... Like, Batman, like, pops in, and, like, there's Justice League having, like,
a party.
I think it's, like, the 25th anniversary or something. And, like, they all stop, and Batman's like, oh, hi. And then they're all like,
Oh, did you not get my invite? Yeah, sometimes his emails don't show up for years.
I think that was Green Lantern, wasn't it?
I like the idea that Batman's the kind of one that no one wants to hang out with because he's the gloomy bastard. That's really funny to me.
In the comics at the moment, like, no one really likes him because he's got, like, individual files on each of the Justice League and, like, how to defeat them.
Yeah.
And then he tells them and they're like, excuse me, sorry, what? So you don't trust any of us?
Wow.
So it's just so funny. I love it so much. We got the Phantom Zone. So that's a great reference to Superman. We got General Zod. We see him pop in at the beginning. We also have a nice Suicide Squad reference. So we got Killer Croc. And he's like, I did something. It's so funny. And we also have all the crazy villains right at the end of the film.
Yeah, we had so many. Well, during the whole film, right, we had crazy villains coming in.
All the weird villains from, like, the Phantom Zone, from different films and TV and stuff.
Okay, sure. So you had Voldemort.
which Ralph Fiennes, who was playing Alfred, didn't actually voice. What the hell?
He didn't write, okay. No. I assumed that they would reuse people.
You would have thought that.
Yeah. Strange. We had Sauron.
Yep. Which was funny when he was like, oh.
The Daleks. We had monkeys from Wizard of Oz. We had so many things. It was crazy.
just like a super mashup, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So weird. You also had the Nightwing costume teased at the end. So Robin had to back to Batman's sort of closet, walk-in closet, and then he picked up this different costume, and it was Nightwing, and that's a nice reference to the comics because Robin becomes right. Nightwing.
Yeah.
But the costume was a bit weird. It had like these like huge bat-looking things coming out of it, which was a bit strange.
I liked Robin's outfit in it. I liked how it started off as like Rasta Man or something.
I just loved the scene when he was like, no, these are too long. And he's like, woo!
I like it when it comes along. He's like, yeah, I just wore that to a party or something. And he grabs it.
Yeah.
Changes it so it's like Robin's outfit. I think that's funny.
So, our personal opinions. Chris,
yes, so,
I'm going to throw this to you first.
No, I want your review first. Let's get your overall opinions.
Right.
What did you think about everything?
Will Arnett, possibly one of the best Batmans ever.
Yes, I do agree.
One of the funniest Batmans, anyway.
Yes.
One of the most sort of self-deprecating and sort of poking at the character.
Yeah, I think it just works. It's great.
Yeah,
love it.
Love his voice as well. Just how does he go through the whole film doing that kind of voice? So good. Loved Michael Cera as Robin. He was hilarious. I love when he was like, oh, super spy camera. He just fitted the role so well.
Agreed.
Also loved Zach
Galifianakis.
Thank you very much. As the Joker. He was just so funny. I loved, like, the whole film was about him and Batman's relationship and how it was, like, an abusive relationship and how, like, the Joker wanted Batman to kind of appreciate and admit that he hated him and he was what got him out of bed in the morning. And
Yeah.
It's just really funny. So, loved all the stars. Loved, as I said before, all the references. Also, all the soundtrack, all the little, like, sound effects. And the VFX was just mind-blowing. Now, the plot, on the other hand.
Yes.
I feel like it was good up until they had all the other crazy characters. And then from then on, it was just so fast, so many jokes, and then so many different villains. I felt a bit, like, tired of watching it, in a way. Yeah, I don't know how to explain it. I just feel like it kind of lost its way from there on. I loved all the Batman villains. I loved seeing all of those. I feel like the film should have been more revolving around them, rather than bringing all these different villains in. I don't feel like it kind of sat together properly, if that makes sense.
That makes sense.
But I loved it. I'd love to see more. Definitely recommend this film.
Ooh. Okay, yeah, I pretty much agree with what you said. I think, yeah, cast, amazing. Voice acting, great. VFX, fantastic. I loved all the jokes.
Yeah.
I loved the idea that Batman and the Joker were, like, having a go at each other because they didn't hate each other enough. I thought that was great. And the idea that they had to kind of come together and admit that they hated each other, that was fantastic. I loved the message of it. But yeah, the story was a bit poo.
Right.
And I think story is king, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to do a movie, the story has to be right before anything else.
Like, sorry to interrupt, but going to the Lego movie, I think why that film was so successful was the story was fantastic.
Yeah. It didn't really have much of a story.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of like these plot points happen and then it was just a load of filler between jokes. I loved all the jokes, but there were moments between jokes where it was story and the story was boring.
Oh.
And I was waiting for more jokes.
Okay.
I was just sitting there thinking, okay, give me the next joke, you know? Yeah, I feel like, if anything, there wasn't enough jokes because the story was bad.
Really?
The story was that bad that I was just hoping for more.
Ooh.
I think the story should have just been better. But otherwise, I completely loved everything else.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But yeah, it was just not quite there story-wise. And that's a shame because that's a big thing. And you can't say I love the movie if the story was bad, you know?
True.
And so I'm just going to say that first before I give my rating.
Okay. I think, like, the initial storyline was really good. So you have the Joker and all of those villains obviously want to try and take on Gotham. They did. And then they found out about the Phantom Zone and the Joker was like, oh, all these new villains, because these ones aren't very good. Let's go and get those villains. That would have been good if it was different DC villains.
Maybe. I think it was kind of a cop-out. It's like, okay, let's just get more villains. You know?
Maybe.
Having the Phantom Zone as this kind of big place where you just throw out the villains, it's like a big cop-out, isn't it, really? Right. There were a lot of big cop-outs. It's a thing,
right?
It is a thing, but it just felt like a cop-out in this.
Okay, interesting.
Mm. Yeah, I would have liked, like you say, maybe just a few good guys.
Yep.
A few villains.
Mm-hmm.
Make a good story out of it. Keep a lot of the same themes.
Yep.
But I think they just tried to do too much just throwing stuff in as references, and they just kind of almost glazed over the story.
Right. So we did have some story there. We had, obviously, as I said previously, the whole Joker and Batman storyline, which I absolutely loved. I think it should have been more, though.
Yeah.
Also, there was that storyline, like the whole family thing and how Batman needed to be kind of
moral. And that was great as well. And that's what I was alluding to with the whole moral kind of thing, is like how he is, he thinks he's like this amazing happy person, but really there's a massive hole there and he's trying to fill it.
Yeah.
And he finds these people and it's great and everything, and that was cool. But yeah, I think that is kind of like a subplot, right?
Well, it shouldn't have been a subplot, I don't think.
Yeah, maybe.
I think that, with the Joker, that would have been really good. Forget all the other villains.
Hmm.
Had that at the forefront, really.
Yeah, you're right. Something just didn't quite sit with the story.
But I did love it, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult because so many good things about it.
Yeah. Also, I forgot, I love all these fantastic voice actors as the Justice League.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we just had a look. Channing Tatum was Superman, and he was so funny. Absolutely loved him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also, there was Jonah Hill as Green Lantern, which was also funny because obviously they've been in 21 Jump Street, but there was that reference to Green Lantern as also being one of the kind of pushed out ones. I don't get your email sometimes.
Yeah, for years.
And then we had Adam Devine. So he's been in Modern Family and he played The Flash. So there were some great comedic actors as really the Justice League.
Jermaine Clement as well. I mean, it wasn't Justice League, but he was Elrond. That was really great. There were just so many.
Eddie Izzard as Voldemort. Yeah, fantastic. So I remember going on this page before the film came out and they only had the key actors. They didn't actually list everyone else, which is kind of interesting.
I like that. I like that. It's almost like a spoiler when you list everyone straight away. Yeah.
So, round it off. We've been talking about this for like 20 minutes. That's crazy. Oh,
yeah.
But there's so much to talk about. It's insane.
Yeah.
So, rating, Chris?
Rating. I want to give it 2 thumbs, but I can't.
Okay. Am I going to have to like saw a little bit of your thumb off?
Maybe. I mean, I can give it 1. I can maybe give it a bit more, but I can't manage 2. So, it's somewhere between the two.
1.5.
I mean, yeah, 1 up and 1 sideways. Okay. But that's basically 1 up, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you do 1 up and 1 sideways. 1 up and 145 degrees up.
Okay.
Okay. great movie. Shame about the story. The plot just didn't quite work for me, but everything else was great. Yeah,
but there was so many redeeming factors that the film was very good.
It was very enjoyable regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic jokes. And if you are a Batman fan, and not too much of a serious Batman fan, then it's definitely the film for you, because you will love it. Just so funny.
I think not too serious of a Batman fan is quite a hard thing to find. I don't know.
Well, okay, for me, I same as you, I want to give it 2 thumbs up, but for the storyline, I'm going to have to like
dock it something.
Dock it a little bit.
Yeah.
So, it's hard to do with thumbs when it's, like, not a full thumb.
I'll allow you to use.
I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10, I think.
Okay. Okay, that's interesting.
Is that okay?
Is that okay? You can give it what you want. I don't mind. I don't think I would go that high if I was doing numbers, but yeah.
Okay, so we would recommend this film.
We would recommend it. Yeah. It's definitely worth a watch.
Definitely.
Visuals great, sound effects great, soundtrack great, voice acting was great. There was a lot of great things.
Yep.
Just didn't quite gel. Didn't quite come together.
Yep. So next episode, we'll be reviewing Hidden Figures.
Good. I'm looking forward to that.
Yep. Such a good film. We were lucky enough to see this in the Cineworld Unlimited screening.
Yes.
Blown away by it.
Yes. Preview review.
Spoilers. We loved
Spoilers.
It.
Spoilers. Spoiler review. We loved it.
Yep.
So yeah, that's coming up.
So on to the comic books. So out in comic books this week, we got from DC, All-Star Batman issue 7, Action Comics issue 973. Yeah, that's super hard to say. Really fast. Flash issue 16, Suicide Squad issue 11, Titans issue 8, Wonder Woman issue 16, Justice League of America Rebirth issue 1, and Justice League versus Power Rangers issue 2. From Marvel, we got Captain America Steve Rogers issue 8, Inhumans versus X-Men issue 4, Miss Marvel issue 15, and Unworthy 4 issue 4. So, we read this week.
Yes, we read for once.
Yes. Justice League versus Power Rangers 2. Yeah, this was our bedtime story, wasn't it?
That's good.
Yeah. So, what did you think about this comic then, Chris?
I like it. I think that I could get into reading these kind of ones that are a bit strange. A bit, yeah. Like, they have Power Rangers meeting other people or like dinosaurs and stuff like that. I could get into that kind of thing. That'd be kind of cool. I just don't feel like I can get into the normal ones.
Well, it's tricky trying to kind of pick them up from, because they need to have kind of an issue one for you to then pick it up again. But we're into like issue 16 of most of the DC run. So it's kind of tricky. But with Justice League versus Power Rangers, you only missed one issue.
Yeah.
And the first issue was quite easy to explain and it's quite easy to follow, so yeah, I thought this was a blast, to be honest.
Yeah, I did. I liked it. Art was great. That was fun.
I like the art for the Power Rangers. I think it suits the Power Rangers. However, the Justice League drawings weren't quite...
I mean, it wasn't amazing. I just read Tabitha and I really liked the art in that.
Okay.
I think this is just a case of, you know, they need to whack it out quickly and get it out into production, don't they? So it's, you know, it was fine. It was okay.
I think the colour palette was very good.
Sure.
Great colours for Power Rangers. I think it suits Power Rangers way more. But I loved the whole storyline with Batman and how one of the Power Rangers kept saying, "I'm sorry, but you didn't look like a good guy." And then he was like, "You should smile more." And then I think Superman was like, "Yeah, okay, I can get that."
I like Superman in this area. He's like, "Oh, miss. Can you stop flying a pterodactyl around?"
Excuse me.
That was really funny.
No, Wonder Woman just like had her like wrapped up. Superman was the one who was like, "Hi."
It's all just a big misunderstanding. Yeah. I like it. It was good. I enjoyed it.
So very, just quite fun.
Yeah, fun. Just... throwaway episode, really.
I quite liked how they had all the different swords as well. That was funny. Because, like, Green Lantern kind of put them in, like, a force field and they're like, "What can we do to break this force field?" Yeah. I know, swords!
Surprise.
Surprise, surprise. Yeah. Usual trope from Power Rangers. But yeah, really fun. And then we had the Power Ranger baddie team up with the Justice League baddie, Brainiac.
Right.
So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah,
so
that's strange. That's kind of cool. Brainiac seems cool. I don't know about Brainiac, but I like the idea that he has little worlds and jars.
Yeah,
and
he kind of sounds like the Collector from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
On a greater scale, right? I
mean, yes, like planet scale.
Interesting.
But yeah, so obviously in the next issue, we've got Justice League team up with Power Rangers to take on this new baddie. And I think that's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
I'll read the next one. Yeah, sure.
Oh, wow. Okay. We've got a convert. So would you recommend this comic then, Chris?
Yeah. It's just quite fun. I mean, and if you're not into comics and stuff, it's quite a nice way to get into it because it's nice and
light-hearted
and easy. And it's not like the middle of a run and you don't have a whole load of backstory to worry about or anything like that. So it's good. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. I would definitely recommend this. I think 2 thumbs up from me.
Yeah, 2 thumbs up.
So I also read Justice League of America issue 1. That was actually really, really good. So it's setting up the new team. So we've got like Killer Frost with Black Canary, Lobo, which is really weird. And also the Atom and some other guys. I really, really enjoyed that one. Looking forward to some of the new ones. Stop pulling faces at me, Chris. Also, All-Star Batman issue 7. That's also always good. Can't really fault that one. We had Poison Ivy in it this issue. Gonna run through these because Chris is looking at me badly. Inhumans versus X-Men issue 4. Always good. But again, it feels like another event from Marvel. So it's a good storyline. So the ending was also good because it kind of made everyone think, if I win, they die. But if they win, then we can't kind of continue being Inhumans. It's very complicated. I don't really know what side I'm on, but never mind. Also, The Flash issue 16 and Titans issue 8 and... yeah, that was everything, I think. So yeah, thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you want to get in touch with us, how can they do that then, Chris?
Well, if you have any complaints, you can email us at what is it? We have Hulk Pod. We have a Hulk Pod
at gmail.com.
We have a Hulk Pod at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We have a Hulk Pod /twitter.com/ we have a Hulk Pod. Instagram.com/ we have a Hulk Pod. Facebook.com/ we have a Hulk Pod.
Yeah.
You know the ones? There's also YouTube, but we don't have a URL for that. So head to our Twitter page and click the link there in the bio. Thank you.
We will do soon, I hope.
Yes. Shortly.
Yes. So next episode, I think we'll be reviewing Hidden Figures.
Yes, I'm excited to review that one.
Yeah. Also, I think we'll be watching John Wick 2 at some point this week as well. Yeah, so really excited for that one.
Cool.
All right. So thank you very much for listening, and we hope to see you next time. Bye.